Okay, so my regular contributor is probably out to lunch, and he's forgotten to send me his recipe for the day. So I will take that up with him after the show. You know who you are, sir. So let me go, and it's always good to have a backup. So I do have a backup recipe, and I thought, well, since we're looking at something tasty, something to make us feel a little bit more comforted and not to feel so despondent and feel very, very uplifted. I've picked one for you, which is something that I think we can all get into. And since we are coming up for Pesach, this might be, I know Pesach doesn't sound like it's around the corner, but it is, because as we start talking about Purim and costumes, we know that Pesach is going to be around the corner soon. So one thing that really makes us all feel better, and that's chicken and matzah ball soup. So as you know, matzah ball, otherwise known as knedlach, the best medicine. And I'd actually like to check with Dr. Marburg if there's any evidence that chicken soup may be actually good remedy for the coronavirus. So, very quick recipe, and once again, this is a big thank you to my guest from last week, Melissa Mayo. So those of you that listened in last week, and if you didn't catch the show, you can always go to the Chai FM website, look under podcast, you'll see Wednesday, the lunch part. You'll be able to listen to all of our podcasts there. But Melissa Mayo was kind enough to share one of her recipes. I did ask her for chicken and something that was really, as we call it, Jewish penicillin, and she sent me this great recipe. I'm going to post that on the website and that, but it's a really straightforward soup, sounds absolutely delicious. And I have to read Melissa's description, because she really puts it into context. And she actually says you cannot celebrate Pesach without matzah ball soup. Well, we're looking at curing coronavirus with matzah ball soup. Let's see if we can do that. And it's very much part of a Jewish tradition. We all know that. Very much in our blood. And no holiday would be complete without chicken soup, or a sickness would be remiss if we didn't take our antibiotics with a bit of chicken soup. So yeah, I'm going to post that, and I would love to know, does chicken soup work for you? Alrighty, we're going to